This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Throughout the pandemic, public health organizations, hospitals, and pharmaceutical companies faced lawsuits over everything from treatment decisions to COVID mandates. Those lawsuits are not going away. Some public health advocates worry the suits could erode health protections and spread false ideas about vaccines. From time to time, we work with KFF Health News, a nonprofit newsroom covering healthcare issues. Darius Tahir reports.
An unusual group of lawyers gathered in Atlanta this March. They were brainstorming potential litigation about the COVID crisis. The conference was promoted in online ads.
Attention Atlanta lawyers. Are you ready to be a part of the fastest growing field of litigation? According to Rolling Stone magazine,
250 people attended. They were exploring new legal terrain.
This field is bigger than big tobacco and asbestos combined.
They were lawyers looking to sue public health agencies, hospitals, and pharmaceutical companies for everything from negligent care to alleged vaccine injuries. Steve Kirsch is a wealthy tech executive who organized the conference because he questions COVID policies.
I hope that the lawyers are successful in getting large settlements because it will incentivize other lawyers.
New York attorney Stephen Warshawski was also there. His specialty is helping employees get exemptions from vaccine mandates. At the conference, he found a community of like-minded lawyers battling public health recommendations.
You're fighting back. You're pushing back, right? You're pushing back against the quote-unquote mainstream.
But for many public health advocates, that pushback is a distressing trend, including Lawrence Gostin, a public health law professor at Georgetown University.
Ground zero in the culture wars have been the COVID vaccine and vaccine mandates in particular.
He worries COVID lawsuits will chip away at the systems protecting the public from disease. And in fact, government agencies have withdrawn public health policies like vaccine or mask mandates under legal scrutiny. And public health experts say even when a lawsuit fails, there's often a lot of publicity and media attention. That alone can spread vaccine skepticism and anti-public health beliefs. Plus, Gostin says these lawsuits could force providers to prescribe medications they don't want to.
Judges have forced hospitals to administer bogus treatments like ivermectin.
And Gostin says providers may get hauled in front of a judge when their clinical judgment is questioned. In Washington, D.C., I'm Darius Tahir.